Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
We always hear this ayah in the beginning of Ramadan, the middle of Ramadan, the end of Ramadan, all the time. And we all know what it means. Ya, all who you believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you just like it has been prescribed on the people before you. Why? So you can become a muttaqi. So the goal of fasting is to increase in taqwa. Ya Rasulullah, where is the taqwa? At-taqwa ha huna, at-taqwa ha huna, at-taqwa ha huna. Three times Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pointed to his heart and he said, the taqwa is right here. So inshaAllah ta'ala, I'm advising myself, and I'm advising my brothers and sisters, if I can leave Ramadan with a pure heart, wallahi, that is the best achievement ever. How can I leave Ramadan with a pure heart? So inshaAllah ta'ala, every other day, I will be discussing everything that has to do with the heart, how to fix the heart, and how to know, do I have a qalb salim or not? So inshaAllah ta'ala, we will start today by defining the topic. Listen to this hadith in Sahih Muslim. Qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Inna allaha la yanzur ila suwarikum wa amwalikum, walakin yanzur ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Wallahi, very profound hadith. Allah does not look at your attire and your wealth, but Allah looks at your heart and your a'mal. فمعنى ذلك أن القلب هو محل نظر الله سبحانه وتعالى. So that means that all that matters is what Allah is looking at. We, before we leave the house, we make sure that our face is clean, we look good, because people are looking at that. And we neglect what Allah is looking at. Allah does not look, that does not mean, you know, neglect yourself. No, absolutely. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all He wants is what's in here. Wallahu ya'lamu, Surah Al-Ahzab, Wallahu ya'lamu ma fi qulubikum. I can look very good and very pious, big beard, mashallah, he's here every day, but only Allah knows what's in here. And that's what matters. So that's why we are not supposed to judge others by the way they look. We have no clue what's in here, because that's all that matters. Because if here is clean, it will reflect over here. We concentrate on here and we neglect this one. And that's all that matters. The looks outside, you know, what's in the heart is like, you know, is like a ladle. You know how you put the soup and you take it out? So what's in here, it's going to show over here. If this one is crooked, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. There's a piece of flesh in the body, you know. When you hear anybody say, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, you should start shaking. Wallahi, subhanAllah. These are the words of the Sadiq al-Masduq. See, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, there's a piece of flesh in the body. If it is good, if it's pure, if it's sound, the rest of the body is sound. And if it's corrupt, the rest of the body is corrupt. What is it, ya Rasulullah? Ala, wa hiya al-qalb. It is the heart. So طيب, then I have to dedicate those 30, 40, 50, 70 years that I'm living to make sure that this is sound, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day, subhanallah, what we struggle for all our life, Allah is telling us, it's not going to benefit you. On that day, no wealth, no children will benefit you. What will benefit us, ya Allah? Only illa. Illa is except. يعني there's nothing else. Illa. Everybody came, illa Ahmad. Everybody came except Ahmad. Ahmad is not here. So Allah is saying, on that day, nothing will benefit you. Illa, except. Whomsoever come with a qalb salim. And I'm always spending my time and my effort and my wealth on my mal and my banoon, on my wealth and my properties and my businesses and on my children. Again, that does not mean neglect your children and neglect your wealth. But the concentration should be on the heart. Tayyib. So this is the introduction. How can we fix this heart? Inshallah, we'll take one today. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything, you know by now that all the ahadith I quote are 100% authentic. لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم إيش لسانه. الله أكبر. Your إيمان is not مستقيم. We all know what مستقيم. اهدنا الصراط مستقيم. Your إيمان is not مستقيم until your heart is مستقيم. How can I make my heart mustaqim? Let's continue the hadith. And your heart is not mustaqim until your tongue is mustaqim. The istiqama of the tongue will lead to the istiqama of the heart, and the istiqama of the heart will lead to complete and perfect and beautiful iman. Tayyib. How's your tongue, ya Habibi? How's your tongue?
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Wallahi, controlling the tongue, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? Control what's between your lips and what's between your legs, I guarantee you Jannah. Control what's between your lips and what's between your legs, I guarantee you Jannah. Who's giving the guarantee? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the tongue, it could be that piece of flesh, it could be a reason for us to enter Jannah, and that same organ could be a reason for us to enter the hellfire. Same organ. That organ, its specialty that it does not get tired. Have you ever heard somebody, Wallahi, my tongue is aching, I spoke too much. Subhanallah, that's why its control is extremely important. طيب, what ruins, subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a beautiful formula. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whomsoever believe in Allah, that includes all of us, and the day of judgment, that includes all of us, what should we do, ya Rasulullah? Say something good or be quiet. So anytime you have the urge to backbite, to lie, to curse, my young brothers, now cursing is cool, right? If you want to fit in at school, you have to curse. Say a few words that are four letters, you become cool. We forget that I'm making an angel. When we curse, I am making kiraman katibin, I am making a pure angel write these words. That's disgusting. I'm making an angel write these words, right? ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Every word. So when the tongue is busy with all these things, subhanallah, the heart is corrupt. The heart is always thinking, how can I harm my brother? How can I harm my sister? They got promoted and I did not get promoted. How can I bring them down? How can I spread the rumor in the community that this guy is not good? You know, the heart becomes corrupt because the tongue is constantly lying and cheating and cursing and separating between people. While on the other side, like we are mentioning in our halaqah, if I keep that tongue busy with the remembrance of Allah, subhanallah. We were saying yesterday, if you notice in the Quran, anytime the word dhikr comes in the Quran, it comes with the word kathira, a lot. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru allaha dhikran kathira, wa dhakirin allaha kathiran wa dhakirat. Laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi iswatun hasana liman kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir wa dhakara allaha kathira. Many, and subhanAllah, I was wondering why are all these in the Ahzab? We will discuss that later. So the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly remembering Allah, that means I'm keeping that tongue busy. If imagine that tongue is always subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. It's always busy. And someone passes by not dressed properly. You think he's going to look? Wallahi, it will, those words will force the gaze to be lowered, will force the bad words to go back. Any urge to say something evil will stop. So ya akhwan, today is one of the tools, and this is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your iman is not complete until your heart is good. Your heart is not good until your tongue is good. So the first thing today, inshaAllah ta'ala, let's work on it. Let's work on it through the whole month of Ramadan. Anytime you want to speak, any word that wants to come out, please pause for 10 seconds. Is it good? Bismillah. If it's not, hold yourself and stop it. It takes only a few seconds to stop. Somebody, especially now in Ramadan, somebody push you, somebody annoy you. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Inni sa'im. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to ruin my fast. I am a fasting person. I am fasting now. How many problems happened between the husband and the wife because we did not think about the word coming out? And we said something, and mashallah, our wives remember everything you said 15 years ago and 7 days and 60 seconds. She gives you exactly what you said. So we have to be very careful what we're saying. Huh? It ruins a lot of relationships. One word, subhanAllah, one time, a brother, he joked with another brother. He was just joking with him. And the brother took the joke so deep that he stopped coming to the masjid. So we have to be careful who we are joking with and what kind of joke. Some people cannot take that joke that you think it's a joke, but for him it's an insult. So we have to really weigh every word we say. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us control our tongue. And may Allah, you know, let's add to our dua bank, Allahumma rzuqni qalban salima. Right? It's the only way to Jannah, the only ticket. Ya Allah, what's the only ticket to Jannah? Qalb salim. Ya Allah, bless me with a qalb salim in these blessed nights. Allahumma rzuqni. We all know Allahumma rzuqni, right? Ya Allah, bless me. Ya Allah, give me the rizq of what? Qalb salim. May Allah bless us all with qalb salim. May Allah make our last deeds our best deeds and make our last words la ilaha illallah. Finally, ya akhwan, every Ramadan, the beginning of Ramadan, I remind myself and I remind you, five things would lead us to Hajj and Umrah every day. And for the past 7 years, we are doing Hajj and Umrah every single day, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. Pray Fajr in Jama'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. Stay in the same masjid, remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Wait for the sun to rise. 12 minutes, 15 minutes later, pray 2 rak'ah. What do we get, Ya Rasulullah? Hajj and Umrah, tamah, tamah, tamah. The ajr of Hajj and Umrah. So inshallah ta'ala, you could stay here remembering Allah by reading Quran or making the adhkar.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice top laptop brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.